Chapter 12, Another Friend. In the course of the tales told so far, Dwayne had met and befriended Cece, Handsome, Magic, Twitch, Major Puff, Sun Girl, and the Pack. But there is one other character not yet present. Her name would eventually be Boo, and this story is her introduction. The exact date of when Boo came into the very, very far north remains a mystery. There was a time when she was not around. And there was a time when she was around. But at what moment that happened is something neither Dwayne nor anyone else could explain. Technically, Dwayne had made her acquaintance first, which was peculiar, given that Boo had already been in the company of Handsome for quite a while. A muskox less preoccupied with his reflection might have noticed. But it wasn't until after Dwayne dropped by Handsome's meadow and said, "Hello, and who might you be?" that Handsome became aware that for all that time, he'd been speaking to a stranger. "What do you mean? And who might you be?" he demanded of Dwayne. "I hope you haven't gone and bumped your head and forgotten everything." "No, I..." Dwayne was about to explain before being cut off. "Good. Memory loss is a tedious affair, and it requires repeating bits of information that are inconsequential and boring, like how one muskox is the third cousin once removed of another muskox on its mother's side. If our every social occasion means another explanation of how you, Dwayne, and I are acquainted, then I foresee many headaches in my future." "I wasn't addressing you, Handsome," Dwayne finally got in. "I was addressing her." "Her?" asked Handsome, genuinely surprised. He raised and turned his head, but by then, all he could see was a flash of light brown fur as the her in question darted around a far hill. "Do you mean to tell me that for the past some odd days it wasn't you with whom I was discussing grooming tips?" "Sadly, that wasn't I," said Dwayne, although secretly he wasn't that sad. "Well, I suppose I should be upset by the intrusion. Then again, it didn't feel like much of an intrusion. I simply talked and the stranger listened. An ideal arrangement in my books." Dwayne could have pointed out to Handsome how very not ideal an arrangement that might be for some, but that would have required explaining to him that others also have things to say and share about their lives, like family genealogy. Such an explanation would fall under Handsome's inconsequential and boring bits category. Handsome would have been distracted by his hand mirror long before Dwayne talked about the merits of listening and paying attention to whom you are addressing. A better use of his time was to share his discovery of the stranger to his other friends, which he did right away. "Describe what she looks like," asked Cece, back on the shipwreck. "She looks like Handsome," said Dwayne, who then hesitated. "But not really." "She is, but she isn't?" "Yes," Dwayne nodded. He could tell by Cece's expression that he was doing a poor job of description giving so far. "She's smaller than Handsome, but bigger than you. And Twitch and Major Puff and Magic. Fur or feathers?" "Pardon me?" asked Dwayne, confused. "Is the stranger covered in fur or feathers?" "Ah, fur, I believe." "So no wings?" said Cece, with a curt nod. "Two legs or four legs?" "Four," said Dwayne confidently. He grinned as he was now getting the hang of description giving. "Four legs and four hoops?" he added knowingly. "Obviously," said Cece. "Any markings? Anything unusual that would allow me to compare her description to the ones in my books?" Dwayne paused to think. It was a long pause, to be honest. A very, very long pause. His eyes suddenly brightened. "Well, she had..." "Yes," Cece encouraged. "On her head, she had..." "Yes, yes, go on," Cece prodded. "Trees." "Trees?" "Yes, trees," Dwayne nodded. "You're telling me that she had several trees on her head?" "Two trees, to be exact." Cece stared at Dwayne in a way that made him feel that description giving was a skill he could not possibly be worse at. As he himself considered the unlikelihood that the stranger would have trees growing out of her head, his eyes brightened again. "Not trees, tree branches." "She had branches growing on her head?" "Yes," said Dwayne meekly, worried that he was about to get another harsh stare. "Well, why didn't you say so?" shouted Cece happily. "I thought I did. They're not tree branches, Dwayne. They're antlers, she explained while she flipped through the pages of one of her large books, which means that the stranger is probably a caribou. Cece pointed her wing at a drawing. Dwayne peered down on it. Yes, that's her! That's the stranger! Although, she's not a stranger now that we know what she is. That wasn't completely true, as Dwayne later found out when he told Twitch and Major Puff. Knowing what the stranger looked like didn't explain what the stranger was like in personality and temperament. Is she dangerous? Asked Twitch. Snarling teeth and all? Oh, I wouldn't like that, not one bit. I didn't see any snarling teeth, said Dwayne. Vicious claws, maybe? Razors, sharp weapons flashing about? Just the sound of them cutting through the air gives me chills. I didn't see any claws either, said Dwayne. But what about those antlers? Twitch went on. Getting stabbed or gored on the pointy ends? That sounds like nasty business to be sure. Major Puff saw an opportunity to step in and be brave. Have no fear, madam. I would not let such a creature harm a single hair on your body. I would march circles around her, creating a swirl of confusion on the battlefield. She's quite fast, said Dwayne, remembering how quickly the caribou ran off. Puff and twaddle and fiddlesticks, shouted Major Puff, as if by saying those words he countered the facts of the caribou's quickness. The stranger was in the company of Handsome for quite a while, and at no time did Handsome ever feel threatened or in danger, Dwayne pointed out. Major Puff would have none of it. That's exactly what a cunning stranger hoped to achieve. By lulling our muskox ally into a false sense of security, she has his defenses down so she can spring upon him in a sneak attack and then run away. Classic Puffin military tactics. Dwayne remained doubtful. When I tried to say hello, she looked truly alarmed. There was no snarling or slashing or stabbing, but there was fear in her eyes. I think she's shy. Twitch's heart melted immediately. Oh, the poor thing. What she needs is a warm cup of tea and some of my shortbread cookies. And no personal question. Talk about the weather. A bit chilly today, yeah? Looks like a snowstorm is on its way, don't you think? Nothing wrong with weather conversation. Weather talk gets short shrift, in my opinion. But no one gets offended during weather chats, and no one is made to blush, just saying. Even though the stranger could now be identified in looks and temperament, Dwayne was not sure how to go about meeting her again, which he felt was important and necessary. Repeating his first attempt by just coming up to her and saying hello didn't seem wise. She'd likely run off again. Since magic was amazing when it came to making unexpected entrances and exits, he decided to consult her. Oh, Dwayne, poke, 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 exclaimed magic in her typically overdramatic fashion. Dwayne remained silent until the scolding part of the conversation was over and the problem-solving part began. You cannot just walk up to a caribou all jolly and loud and how do you do? You might as well greet Twitch with a well-thrown snowball. I would never do that, Dwayne interrupted, despite his intention to remain silent. Of course you wouldn't, Dwayne. That's my point. Would you take Handsome's hairbrush when he wasn't looking and dip it in the purple paint? What? No, that's a horrible thought. Dwayne was shocked. Of course it is, Dwayne. That's my point. Would you sneak up behind Cece wearing a skeleton mask? No, I would never do that, Dwayne protested, unable to contain himself. Wait a minute, didn't you sneak up behind Cece wearing a skeleton mask last Tuesday, Magic? Yes, that's my point. That's exactly the point I'm trying to make. So you're saying Dwayne stopped talking, yet his mouth remained open. He had absolutely no idea what point Magic was making. I must confess that I'm confused. Magic gave a loud and dramatic sigh. Dwayne, if you want to meet the shy stranger, then don't. Don't meet the stranger? Yeah, don't. And eventually it will all work out. But how does that work, exactly? As usual, Magic had already disappeared into one of the many holes leading to her den. The next day, as Dwayne headed out of his cave and down the hill, he spotted the stranger grazing near Handsome. Dwayne decided to take Magic's advice, at least to the extent that he understood it. As he approached nearer, he could hear Handsome going on about something. It's always 100 brushstrokes on the right flank and then another 100 brushstrokes on the left, once a day, every day. I cannot stress the importance of consistency when it comes to fur maintenance. Hello, Handsome, said Dwayne. Oh, hello, Dwayne. We've just been discussing a proper brushing regimen for keeping one's fur lustrous. Howdy now, Duane replied, neither addressing the caribou nor even looking at her, in her direction. As he continued the conversation with Handsome, it was clear that the stranger was content to graze nearby, listening. On a few occasions, Duane noticed her nod her head in agreement with a comment. Over the course of the week, all the other friends dropped by Handsome's field to chat without ever putting the uncomfortable spotlight on the caribou, yet at the same time never excluding her from the conversation. But on the day when Twitch stopped in with a batch of shortbread cookies after everyone else had already arrived, something small but significant happened. Oh, I don't like the look of these clouds, said Twitch, glancing up at the sky, all dark and menacing they are. Thunderclouds, if you ask me. We're in it for a thunderstorm, mark my words. Said the caribou in a voice that was barely audible. What was that, eh? asked Major Puff. She doesn't like the thunder, repeated Twitch, whose long ears were excellent for hearing the caribou comment. Nor do I, dear, no, nor do I, Twitch agreed. Magic, Cece, and Handsome had been involved in their own conversations at the time and missed what had happened. Nor do you what, Twitch, asked Cece. But before she could answer, Duane, who was quietly observing everybody, spoke up. You see, Twitch was commenting on the weather and how it was likely that a thunderstorm may come, and Boo then remarked that she did not like thunder. It was the first time Duane tried out the name, although he had already given it some serious thought. This time, all the friends did look towards the stranger, wondering how she'd respond. There was a tense moment as she felt all eyes upon her, but it was a moment softened by the smiles and good intentions that came with them. Boo smiled back ever so briefly. She approved of her name, and the others were content in knowing their circle of friends had grown by one. Would you like to hear a joke, asked Cece to the group, pulling the focus away from Boo? Yes, but from Duane, insisted Handsome. Your jokes require lengthy understanding of the topic it's based on, which is quite taxing, I find. Oh, Handsome, shush now, said Twitch, and so continued the lively conversation that now included Boo.